Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. And as I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, I tell them stories about my visits around the world, my visits with children everywhere. I tell them about the children that I have met and the experiences that they have. And there was a little girl, and her name was Beatrice. And Beatrice was a lovely girl. She was 9 years old, and she had a lot of brothers and sisters, but she was the oldest. She was the oldest of being nine. And she lived in a very ordinary house, and her mother and father were very busy people. And her other children, the other four brothers and sisters, were all very fine young people and good children. Their mother was a very happy lady. She chose to stay at home and take care of the children. And the father had a good job. It kept him busy and gave him an opportunity to provide for his family in a very fine way. And they lived in a very fine country. The country was called Hungary. And in Hungary, they had all sorts of great experiences, because there the government was up and down and in and out, but the father believed in the government. And he told his children, always believe in the government. And the mother, she said, I'm not too involved in politics. I just believe everybody is wonderful, and I believe that I am master living in this world. And the children kept querying the mother, what do you mean I am a master living in this world? And the mother said, well, now, I have five children, and each one of my children is a genius. Oh, come on, Mom, they're not all geniuses. Beatrice is the oldest, and she was observant that some of the kids were not as smart as they should be. Oh, yes, they are, Beatrice. Her mother was very sure to tell her that this was a very important thing to see. Always say, I am a master living in this world. But, Mom, there's lots of things that I don't know and that I don't do. Yes, but you are master of everything you do know and you do follow. As you take charge of the little things. Now, for instance, Beatrice, here we have our four brothers and sisters, and you are the oldest. And so you say, I'm going to do the dishes. And all the other children look at you and say, oh, okay. And you say, this is the most fun thing I could want to do, because I get to clean the dish that each one of you have eaten off of. I get to clean the knives and forks and spoons that each one of you have used. I get to wash the glasses that each one of you has used. And each one of you, in eating and using the utensils and using the glasses, each one of you puts your love on that, because you eat with such joy. And I feel that joy when I wash your glasses, and I wash your plates, and I wash everything that you have used. And I feel so good. Now, I'm master living in this world, and I feel good, and I want to feel good. Beatrice, you are a sparkle. Mother was so happy about that. And the brothers and sisters said, Mommy, when am I old enough that I can wash dishes too? And Mommy said, well, right now. But the thing is, that's Beatrice's job. And do you want to take Beatrice's job away from her? No, but Mommy, can we help Beatrice? Can she show us how to wash dishes and how to do these things and how to get all that love that everybody shares on their dishes and their plates and their knives and their forks and their spoons and their glasses? Oh, Mommy, this sounds like so much fun. Well, it is a lot of fun. But sometimes it seems ordinary. Sometimes it seems not really so exciting, because, well, you want to do something else, or you want to be somewhere else. But, Mommy, when I have a chance to wash dishes, all the four children were speaking at once, and Mommy, when I have a chance to wash dishes and help and get the feeling of love of everybody, oh, I won't ever want to be doing something else at that time. No, no. I am master living in this world. Well, sounds like you children are getting the idea. What do you think, Beatrice? Oh, yes, Mom. Oh, yes. You know, Mom, you taught me from the very beginning that everything I do, if I do as a master living in this world, it is fun, and lots of fun, and joyful, and wonderful, and I feel so good. And I do, Mom, I do, I do. I feel so good when I'm washing the dishes. I feel so good when I'm helping you. I feel so good when I'm doing these things. Beatrice, come down. But, Mom, it's so much fun. And her brothers and sisters looked on, and they just thought Beatrice was the luckiest girl in the world because she could help her mother. And Beatrice kept saying, I am a master living in this world. I am a master living in this world. And then she did the dishes with such love. She made sure every plate was clean as a whistle and rinsed nicely before she set it into the drain tray. And then she did all the knives and forks, and she got between the tongs of the forks, and she polished them so lovingly with her dishcloth, and she put them in the drainer to dry. And then, after she had done all the dishes, then she rinsed out the sink, she put the dishcloth away properly, and then she took out a towel. Now, the dishes were almost already dry because they had been in the dryer. In the drain stand. And each dish she took and she polished it and she said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then the dish spoke back to her and said, I love you. Hey, what's this, the dish speaking back to you? Dishes don't talk to people. Well, my dishes do, said Beatrice. Well, what do you mean your dishes do? Well, now this is the dish that you use, Jamie. And this dish said, I love you, I love you, I love you. I didn't hear it. Well, you got to listen closely, and you got to polish it with such gentleness and such love, and then put it away on the shelf in the cupboard and make it ready for whenever our next meal is. Can I dry one of the dishes? Well, if you'll do it as a master living in this world, if you'll do it with love. Oh, I will, I will. Tina was just so excited about helping and feeling that love. And pretty soon, all four of the children, even the littlest one, who was only 3 years old and really not big enough to hold the plates, but they let him hold some of the knives and forks and wash them and dry, not wash them, but dry them and polish them. And sometimes he was slobbering, and they said, you're slobbering on the forks. No, 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 no. Now, Joseph, you take a cloth and you wipe your mouth. Why? Well, you take a cloth and you wipe your mouth so you won't slobber on the dishes. Why? Because the dishes have been washed and they're all nice now, and people don't want your slobber on the dishes. Oh, why? Now, Joseph, that's not being a master living in this world. A master living in this world does the things the way they are supposed to be done. Why? Well, they do things the way they're supposed to be done because that's what I have asked you to do. Oh, okay. Now, Beatrice, what do you think? That's right, Mom. I'm a master living in this world, and the way we do the dishes is this way. Now, Mom, should I tell them about vacuuming? And should I tell them about dusting? And should I tell them about shoveling snow? And should I tell them about mowing the lawn? Now, Beatrice, just take it easy now. You know your dad and your mother and I, you know your dad and I, well, we do these things, and we got to have a few things to do, too. But, Mom, that's fun stuff, too. All right, now, we'll teach all you kids to do these things and let you be master living in this world doing these beautiful things. Oh, Mom, this is so wonderful. You know, I was talking to Josephine's Mommy and Daddy the other day, and I was telling them what you have let us do, and they say they wouldn't dare let their children touch anything because they would break it and they would hurt it and they would drop it on the floor. But Mom, you never say that. No, I don't say that, Beatrice, because I love you and I believe each one of you are a master living in this world. Now, when everyone is looked at as a master living in this world, they don't drop dishes. They don't drop knives and forks. They're always doing everything carefully. They're always following the rules. And they're clearing the table with just the silverware first. And then they clear the table with the dishes, and never taking too many, never piling them up too high, because there's no rush. But everything goes to the kitchen, goes to the sink, and then is set there. And whoever washes the dishes takes them carefully and wipes off the dishes first and gets off all the excess food and puts it into the garbage, and then washes the dishes beautifully and wonderfully. Oh, Mom, it's wonderful to live in this house. It's wonderful to be in this house. Tina was just so giggly and so happy and so wonderfully. And Beatrice says, now remember, I'm a master living in this world. I'm a master living in this world. And all the children were singing, I'm a master living in this world. I'm a master living in this world. I'm a master living in this world. And they were truly a master living in this world. Now, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman with his pixie dust to sprinkle all over you. His pixie dust, which makes you go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. So climb in bed now and call your mommy and daddy and say, hey, mommy, daddy, time for bed. I'm going to bed now. Mommy, hey, come on now. I'm going to go to bed now. I want my snuggle. And so mommy and daddy rush in and give each of their children a big hug and a big kiss. And the children give their mom and dad each a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you. And mommy and daddy say, good night, my beloveds. And this is Mr. Candle saying, good night, my beloveds. I'll see you next time. I love you. I love you. I love you.